Module 2, Lesson 3.2, Separation Anxiety.
Separation anxiety may begin between 7 and 9 months of age, made worse by overtiredness, developmental leaps, or teething. A lovey or a cuddle toy for sleep time can give your little one some comfort. Also, be sure that you emotionally connect with your little one regularly throughout the day, and when you do have to be apart, reassure them verbally with, "I'll see you when you wake up," or "when I get back." You can practice separations in a fun way throughout the day by playing games such as peekaboo or reading board books with flaps and hidden pictures or doing role plays with toys as they get older. This helps make the real separations easier and more positive for your child and help them grasp the concept of object permanence. Separation anxiety often peaks at about 14 to 18 months, so during this time, be sensitive and responsive to your toddler's big emotions while still trying to remain calm. Practicing goodbyes, creating a goodbye ritual, and leaving confidently without too much fanfare can be helpful tools to minimize stress at this age. So here are a few helpful tips if you plan on doing sleep training, but your child is showing some increased separation anxiety. So you might practice short times apart, where your little one is cared for by someone you trust and the child feels comfortable with. You can start with just 10 minutes of separation, gradually increasing the time as you feel your child is ready. In the case where your child strongly prefers one parent or relies on one parent's assistance when settling with nursing to sleep, for example, and you would like to increase the other parent's involvement, you can start by giving your little one lots of quality alone time with that parent, and then slowly involving them in bedtime rituals, and then eventually letting them put the child to sleep, starting with a nap and then moving on towards bedtime. So often this is easiest when the preferred parent actually goes out of the house. Sometimes if the preferred parent is still in the house, the child will not easily be able to settle with the other parent. Keep in mind that a lot of symptoms of separation anxiety are similar to those of a child struggling with overtiredness. There's clinginess, there's irritability, and so forth. So while we encourage you to be sensitive to your child's emotional needs and adjust your sleep training plan accordingly, we encourage you to continue working towards better sleep habits. In practice, we usually see that after sleep training, the symptoms of separation anxiety have actually decreased because the child is just more well-rested. So, go to your worksheets now and answer the questions from Module 2, Lesson 3.2, Separation Anxiety.